Today is day 9 of Donald Trump's trial in the U.S. Senate for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The Senate held a question and answer session with both the House impeachment managers and Trump's legal team. Representative Zoe Lofgren challenged the Trump legal team claim that the House did not fulfill its duty in carrying out an investigation, pointing out that the executive branch completely refused to comply with the House impeachment inquiry and refused their subpoenas.
President Trump issued a blanket order directing the entire executive branch to withhold all documents and testimony from the House of Representatives. This order was categorical, it was indiscriminate, unprecedented. Its purpose was clear: to prevent Congress from doing its duty under the Constitution to hold the president accountable for high crimes and misdemeanors. Telling every person who works in the White House and every person who works in every department, agency, and office of the executive branch is just not precedented. It wasn't about specific, narrowly defined privileges. He never asserted privileges. And the president's counsel has mentioned over and over that he had some reason because of the subpoenas. Well, I'll tell you, we adopt rules about subpoenas in the House. The Senate is a continuing body, but the House isn't. And in January, we adopted our rules, and it allows the committee chairman to issue subpoenas. And that's what they did. He refused to comply with those subpoenas, not because he exerted executive privilege, because he didn't like what we were doing. He tried to say it was invalid, but it was valid, and actually, he doesn't have the authority to be the arbiter of the rules of the House. The House is the sole arbiter of its rules when it comes to impeachment. Now, this refusal to give testimony documents, like, it's still going on. We still have former or current administration officials who are refusing to testify. We would not allow this in any other context. You know, if a mayor said, I'm not going to answer your subpoenas, they'd be dealt with harshly if it was to cover up misdeeds and crimes as we have here. So mayors have actually gone to jail for doing that. If we allow the president to avoid accountability by simply refusing to provide any documents, any witnesses, unlike every single president who preceded him, we're opening the door not just to eliminating the impeachment clause in the Constitution. Try doing oversight. Try doing oversight, senators, and we're thinking about that in the House. If the president can just say, we're not sending any witnesses, we're not sending any documents, we don't have to, we don't like your processes, we have a wholesale rejection of what you're doing. That's not the way our Constitution was created, where each body has a responsibility. There's a sharing of power. I know you, cherish the responsibility that we have. That will be eviscerated if the president's complete stonewalling is allowed to persist and be accepted by this body. You have to act now in this moment of history. I yield back.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries answered a question about whether calling witnesses would extend the trial too long. Here's the Chief Justice asking the question of Jeffries.
Some have claimed that subpoenaing witnesses or documents would unnecessarily prolong this trial. Isn't it true that depositions of the three witnesses in the Clinton trial were completed in only one day each? And isn't it true that the Chief Justice, as presiding officer in this trial, has the authority to resolve any claims of privilege or other witness issues without any delay?
Mr. Chief Justice, the answer is yes. What is clear, based on the record that was compiled by the House of Representatives, where up to 5 depositions per week were completed, that this can be done in an expeditious fashion. It's important to note that the record that exists before you right now contains strong and uncontroverted evidence that President Trump pressured a foreign government to target an American citizen for political and personal gain as part of a scheme to cheat in the 2020 election and solicit foreign interference. That is evidence from witnesses who came forward from the Trump administration, including individuals like Ambassador Bill Taylor, West Point graduate, Vietnam War hero, including individuals like Ambassador Sondland, who gave $1 million to President Trump's inauguration, respected national security professionals like Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, as well as Dr. Fiona Hill, 17 different witnesses, Trump administration employees, troubled by the corrupt conduct that took place, as alleged and proven by the House of Representatives. But to the extent that there are ambiguities in your mind, this is a trial. A trial involves witnesses. A trial involves documents. A trial involves evidence. That is not a new phenomenon for this distinguished body. The Senate in its history has had 15 different impeachment trials. In every single trial, there were witnesses. Every single trial. Why should this president be treated differently, held to a lower standard at this moment of presidential accountability?
A member of Trump's legal team, law professor Alan Dershowitz, made the argument that a president can engage in quid pro quo behavior in order to aid his reelection chances because he thinks his reelection is in the public interest.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And mostly you're right. Your election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Representative Adam Schiff called Dershowitz's argument odd because it would open the doors to all kinds of corruption.